Welcome back to the Iced Earth Retrospective. We're at part 10 of the series already. Let that sink in for a second. This is part 10. Now, before we get into this actual record, this thing was, there was an EP released before this. It just had the single I Walk Alone and some re-recorded tracks, just like the last one did. Not really want to talk too much about it, because there really isn't much to talk to about it. Or talk about it, really. But a year later, in 2008, we would see the release of the follow-up to Framing Armageddon. Titled The Crucible of Man, Something Wicked, Part 2 here. Now, it was originally called, let me make sure I get this right here. Revelation, Abomination, Something Wicked, Part 2. Which, I like this title more. They went with, because, that other one sounds a little cheesy. You got some amazing artwork on this thing. Like, I genuinely love this artwork. Some of my favorite album art ever right there. But, 2008, we would see the release. We would also see the return of Matt Barlow for one last time. And Troy Seeley would become a full member of the band at this point. And this album continues the story arc from Framing Armageddon. From the intro track, you could tell this is going to be an epic album with these grand scale choruses. I mean, choir-esque choruses, if you could say that. Which that is throughout the entire record. It's not just on the intro, it's throughout the entire record. It does create an atmosphere, definitely. You know? Highlights for me on this would be Behold the Wicked Child, The Revealing, Crown of the Fallen, I Walk Alone, Harbinger of Fate, Crucify the King, and Divide Devour. I would say are probably the best songs on here. I think all the songs here are really good, though. I think this album's underappreciated. I definitely like it more than part one. Now, they did cut down some of like the interlude-y type filler tracks. This time, there's just an intro track in Sacred Flames and an epilogue. That's it. And the songs, the rest of our Sam, all the other 12 songs are in between them. Which is how it should try. I think this did a much better job with that. Did a much better job with that, excuse me there. this album, I think definitely, if Judas Priest took notes from this, I think Nostradamus would have been a much better album. But anyway, I'll say musically it's on par with the previous album. So very good. And the vocals, I would say, are some of Matt Barlow's best work, I think. I mean, he really just delivers a top-tier performance here. The production on this is just like Framing Armageddon. It's top-notch. All the instruments sound really good. The drums on this album have a really good sound as well. I believe it was produced by the same people, if I'm not mistaken. Let's see here. Yeah, Jim Morse and John Schaefer. Let's see here. Who produced, let's see here. Yo, now I must know. I think they're off framing here, I have to say. I have to see real quick here. Check here. Let's see here. Yeah, same people produced this. So it's the same people that did Framing Armageddon. So, top tier production, definitely. It feels genuine. It doesn't feel, you know, it doesn't feel overproduced like a lot of the mainstream bands at the time were doing, which I like. Also, let me see you up real quick there. Framing. Okay, I just have to move that for a second. This album, I say, definitely is an improvement over Framing Armageddon. No, they did put out an EP. If you get the Japanese version, there's a bonus track to them. Yeah, it's Setting a Massacre with Matt Barlow. And The Clouding from Matt with Matt Barlow. So, this isn't like a, you know, what do you call it, type situation, a Glorious Burden thing where, you know, the different versions have different track listings majorly. Yeah, I'm still confused why they did that with that album. I mean, for real, if you want the best version of that album, get the 2-disc edition. Listen to my review of that if you haven't. But yeah, this one, Crucible of Man, I love this thing. I want to give this a 9 out of 10. I really dig it. One of my favorite Iced Earth albums. Love everything about it. And yeah, guys. Well, since this is the end of this era, well, we're in our next album, which is with a new singer taking over on the vocals. And, well, this album is genuinely pretty solid too, so. Hey guys, keep it brutal, and I'll see you the next one.